Italy's prime minister has warned that the Eurozone's debt crisis has created resentment amid the European nations, which could ultimately trigger a breakup of the wider European Union. Mario Monti told German news magazine Der Spiegel there is a front line between Northern and Southern Europe, with each holding prejudices against the other. However, Monti drew criticism from other European politicians for calling European governments to have more freedom from their parliaments in their decision-making. The director general of the Milan-based Instituto Bruno Leoni, Alberto Mingardi, told Charles Collins Monti's words were unfortunate.
Well, certainly in politics, inertia is a very important factor. It's a very powerful force. I don't see anytime soon a dissolution of the European Union, and I think even a dissolution of the euro will be basically like parachuting the old continent into no man's land. But nonetheless, I mean, if we may estimate the likelihood of such a dissolution, it is now far more probable that it was just, you know, 2 years, 1 year and a half ago. People have increasingly an idea of Europe as basically a gigantic mess. They are growing skeptical of the virtue of European governance. And that's happening, I mean, even in countries like Italy, they have a very strong tradition for being extremely Europhile, to say the least.
One thing he mentioned was freedom for the governments to act right now. That is freedom from their own parliaments. Is that a good idea with the anti-European feeling that is growing across the continent? Should governments be listening more to their parliaments or listening less?
Well, I think Mr. Monti is referring to his own peculiar experience, which is dealing with the Italian parliament. Now, the Italian parliament, particularly nowadays, I mean, is not of the same intellectual caliber on average of the Faculty of Economics in Harvard, let's put it like that. But nonetheless, I mean, this idea of having freer government from parliamentary check is really dangerous, particularly in the light of what is happening in terms of popular support for the idea of Europe. I mean, people have a growing perception of the European Union as a technocratic, elitist body that doesn't have any strong, I mean, democratic check and balance. And Mr. Monti has unfortunately used not a very happy wording for a concept which is understandable. What I think he wanted to say was that governments need to act fast because, you know, global finance, the markets, and so on and so forth, act fast. So you need intervention, you need decision-making at a proper speed. Nonetheless, the problem with this proper speed is that governments may infringe the constitutional rights of their own parliament, but also they will infringe upon the very essence of rules that keep together both nation state and the European Union. The biggest problem we do have nowadays is that everybody is projecting, you know, this or that possible way out of the European mess. But nonetheless, very few of these projected way out are compatible with the set of rules we are living under. I mean, European nation states have their own constitutions, their own laws, and it's very difficult for governments to act on a European scale as if these laws weren't there.
And finally, you mentioned the difficulty in acting because of the structures. One thing Monti has been calling on is for more help from the European Central Bank. What role should the ECB be playing in this crisis?
The ECB mandate relates with the stability of the currency. It's a great pride, I believe, for all European countries that the euro was successful in keeping on going a truly independent central bank, I mean an authority that was insulated from politics. Nowadays, political pressures are growing in order to have the ECB intervening at a different level, buying bonds or even in the mind of somebody starting inflating the currency, in order to ease the life of countries such as Spain and Italy, they have a very strong problem for their borrowing costs nowadays. The president of the ECB, Mario Draghi, has envisioned a very clever and clear way for moving forward. I mean, he said the ECB is available to act in a non-conventional way in terms of monetary policy, which is they may eventually decide to step in the bond market. But they will do so only for those countries that are knocking at the door of the European Stability Mechanism, and therefore these very countries will be subscribing to some conditions for lending from the ESM. This means that the intervention coming on the part of the ECB cannot be unlimited and cannot be without strings attached. Because if we go that way, what we are seriously risking is basically blowing up an institution which is solid, it was truly independent from government, and that gave, you know, the single currency 10 good years, at least. So from this perspective, I'm relatively optimistic. I think Frankfurt is jealous of its independence, and they will try to resist to government pressure.